Bombs in Envelopes, Jolt a Nation, Riven by Vitriol, by William Rashbaum. Pipe bombs were sent to several prominent Democrats, including former President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, setting off an intense investigation on Wednesday into whether figures vilified by the right were being targeted. From Washington to New York to Florida to Los Angeles, the authorities intercepted a wave of crudely built devices that were contained in manila envelopes. And before dawn on Thursday, investigators discovered that another package had been sent to Robert De Niro, the actor and filmmaker who has been an outspoken critic of President Trump. The package arrived at the building in Tribeca in Lower Manhattan that houses Mr. De Niro's production company and restaurant. It was similar to those discovered a day earlier and was also believed to contain an explosive device, officials said. On Wednesday, in the center of Manhattan, the Time Warner Center, an elegant office and shopping complex, was evacuated because of a pipe bomb sent to CNN, which has its New York offices there. It was addressed to John O. Brennan, a critic of Mr. Trump, who served as Mr. Obama's CIA director. None of the devices harmed anyone, and it was not immediately clear whether any of them could have. One law enforcement official said investigators were examining the possibility that they were hoax devices that were constructed to look like bombs but would not have exploded. The FBI said the devices were similar to one found Monday at the home of George Soros, the billionaire philanthropist and liberal donor in a New York City suburb. Coming less than 2 weeks before the midterm elections, the discovery of the pipe bombs reverberated across a country already on edge, stirring anew questions about whether political discourse had grown to vitriolic. Mrs. Clinton, Mr. Obama, Mr. Soros, and CNN have all figured prominently in right-wing political attacks, many of which have been led by Mr. Trump. He has often referred to major news organizations as the enemy of the people and has shown contempt for CNN. Mr. Trump, speaking at the White House on Wednesday, called the attempting bombings despicable acts. "In these times, we have to unify," Mr. Trump said. "We have to come together and send one very clear, strong, unmistakable message that acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the United States of America." He continued in the same vein later Wednesday at a rally in Wisconsin, encouraging, quote, "all sides to come together in peace and harmony," unquote, before taking aim at the news media. "The media," said Mr. Trump, also has a responsibility to set a civil tone and stop the endless hostility and constant negative and oftentimes false attacks.